In the precious name of Jesus, brought to us by the power of His Holy Spirit, as His Spirit guides and directs, walks and works among us, may Jesus be proclaimed in your life, now and always. Amen. I invite you to take your Bibles, if you will, tonight, and turn to our text, a reading from Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. If you're a visitor with us this evening and do not have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's precious Word. Tonight, as we look at Matthew, we are reminded that we are chosen and God chooses us for change. You know, in our society, in our world today, especially in the United States, there's so much talk about inclusivity, including everyone. After all, God makes us all the way we are, and shouldn't you just welcome everybody? Isn't that a good thing? I would say, yes. God makes us. God chooses us. God wants everyone included. But here's the caveat. God chooses us, but God, in His love, doesn't leave us the way He finds us. Instead, God chooses us, just as we are, to change us, to make us every day look more and more like Jesus. Is everyone included? Absolutely. But not to stay as they are found, because every one of us needs to be and has been changed by God. Every one of us is in sin, by ourselves lost and alone, departed from God, separated from God. God chooses you, and He chooses you for change. I don't know what's been going on in your house the last several days, but in our house, we've had the inauguration on pretty much day and night over the last several days. Inauguration for change. Something important is taking place in the United States, and no matter how you voted, how you feel about things, change is taking place. Inauguration is an important thing. In the Gospel of Matthew, in the first part of Matthew, we see the inauguration of Jesus' ministry here on earth. Things are going to change. By God's hand, through the power of Jesus, He intends to choose us, to choose the world, and then to change it the way He calls us to be. If you look at the first part of Matthew, Matthew chapter 3, for example, we see Jesus beginning His earthly ministry in the waters of baptism. Remember the story of how He comes to His cousin John and says to John, John, baptize me. And John says, Jesus, what are you talking about? If anything, you should baptize me. And Jesus says, for all righteousness, for things to be done according to the law, it's okay, John, just baptize me. And then after His baptism in Matthew chapter 4, we see that Jesus is led out into the wilderness, driven out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, about whom we just sang just a moment ago. And there in the wilderness, He's tempted beyond belief, beyond what we could withstand, brutally tempted by the devil over and over and over again. And by the power of God's Word, Jesus is able to overcome the devil and all those temptations. Now, in chapter 4, just before our text for this evening, we hear that John the Baptizer, this cousin, had been thrown into prison. When Jesus knew of his cousin John's imprisonment, then He went about preaching and teaching. He'd been out in Nazareth, which was to the center, I guess we'd say the west part of Galilee, and the Bible tells us then He went to Galilee. There He was teaching in the synagogues. He was preaching the good news of God loving the world, God sending a Savior Himself into the world, and He healed every sort of disease and illness. There's quite a list in our text. Epileptics and paralytics and those who had great pain, all of them came to Jesus, and everyone he spoke to, everyone he touched, was miraculously and perfectly healed. And because of that, his fame, his name, went out to the whole area. Toward the end of our text, it tells us that there were then others who came to him because they heard of what he had done. There were those from the Decapolis, that's the 10 cities, those from Jerusalem and Judea, even those that are on the east part of the Jordan River, all of them came, and he healed, he preached, and he teached. He taught them what he knew they needed to know. Jesus chose them. He called them to himself, but he didn't leave them the way they were. He changed them. Well, go back to the first part of our text. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw that there were fishermen out in that area, and they were doing what fishermen do. They were tossing out their nets. Remember, these men were commercial fishermen. They weren't sport fishermen like some of you might be. They didn't have a rod and reel, but instead they were casting their nets and gathering them in to be able to bring in food for themselves and then to be able to sell in the marketplace. As Jesus watched the men doing what they professionally did, he came to two that he saw in their boat casting out their net. He saw Simon, who we know as Peter, and his brother Andrew. And he called to them and said, "Come and follow me. You are fishers of fish, but I will make you fishers of men." You see, he chose them, but he chose them for change, to make them into those he wanted them to be. As the kid said in just a moment ago, what it is to be a follower, what it is to be a disciple, is to be a fisherman of people, to share the good news of Jesus with the world. So what did they do? Immediately, they left what they were doing, the Bible says, immediately, without thought, and went to follow Jesus. Apparently, then, just a few more moments, as he was walking along the sea, then there were two others. These were James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in or around the boat, and they were mending their nets. And Jesus looked at James and John and said to them the same, "Come and follow me." And immediately, the Bible says, they left their boat, they left their dad, and went to follow Jesus without hesitation and without question. They followed Jesus. They became his disciples. You see, it's interesting that Jesus didn't need them at all. Jesus was perfectly well equipped to be able to share the message of God's love, preaching and teaching and healing, just like we talked about a moment ago. But of his mercy and grace, he chooses people to be with him in ministry to accomplish his purpose and will. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God the Son. He's the Savior of the world. Pastor read to us about him predicted in Isaiah, our text for the Old Testament, and then that fulfillment tonight in the Gospel. The light has come. Jesus, the light of the world. He didn't need them, but he chose them. Chose them and changed them to be fishers of men, to be able to be co-workers with him in the ministry his Father had sent him to accomplish in our world. Remarkably, they were chosen for change. See, it's interesting to me, and I hope it is to you too, that Jesus does not call the qualified, but rather what he does is he qualifies the called. He didn't call them because of what he knew they could do, because of all they were and all they had. He chose them and then changed them so that they could do what it was he was sending them to do, to be fishers of men, to tell others the message of the good news. Do you remember what you read in Acts? Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4? I would encourage you to jot those down on Life at Holy Cross someplace, Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, and then look at that later. In Acts chapter 2, it was Pentecost, and these same fishermen and others along with them spoke in languages that they had never learned, never studied, proclaiming the message of the gospel, changing hearts by God's holy and precious word. And in Acts chapter 4, some of these same disciples, these followers of Jesus, were called on the carpet by the rulers, by the religious leaders, because they proclaimed the name of Jesus. And what it says in Acts chapter 4 is that those rulers, those religious leaders, saw that they were unschooled. They weren't learned people, and they knew they had been with Jesus. Because they had been with Jesus, they were changed, and there was power in the word that they spoke, because it was God's power, the work of God's Holy Spirit. God calls us, and God calls people like us today. He calls the young and the old. He calls boys and girls. He calls moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas by His mercy and grace. He calls all sorts of people, all genders, every lifestyle, every people from around the world, but He chooses them not to stay as they are in their own sin. God chooses all, and it's His desire by His grace to change you and me and all the world. By His life and death and resurrection, He has destroyed death and the power of the devil, and He changes us to be His followers, His disciples, so that we too would be fishers of men. Brothers and sisters, you and I are chosen. We're chosen to believe. Nothing we could do by ourselves, nothing we have in ourselves, but God chooses us and He changes us from sin and death into believers, into followers. He calls us and He chooses us. He equips us to be able to stand in our world. There are difficulties. There are those, many, who are disbelievers, many who believe all sorts of things in our world, in your neighborhoods, in your workplaces. But He gives you courage and strength to stand for Him in the gospel that He gives us. And He calls us then, He chooses us to serve those who are around us, and ultimately through that service, to serve Him, to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And He gives us the power and the encouragement to be His followers. In just a few moments, we're going to give Bibles to the second graders, Bibles that look like these, Bibles that parents and friends and relatives have written in, words of encouragement, words from the Bible themselves. These words and this Bible are given to these little ones because God has chosen them. God chooses them and calls them to be His followers as they are in His Word, the same way He calls you and me. He equips us, He encourages us, He strengthens us through the power of His Word to be His disciples and His followers. During this year of 2017, I hope that many of you recognize we're celebrating God's goodness to us here at Holy Cross for the last 75 years. And what marvelous things God has done in, with, and among those who have gone ahead of us, and us too. But you see, God is not done with Holy Cross in those 75 years. God, I believe, continues to choose us. He continues to equip us. He continues to call us to follow Him, to be fishers of men. Some of the best years for Holy Cross are the years coming, the years ahead, because of what God Himself will do in, among, and through us. And as we look to the future, we are patient, and we're called to be prayerful. We're not rushing into how we will fill vacancies on our staff. And what we're going to be doing is prayerfully, carefully seeking God's will and guidance. Maybe it's the addition of another worship service in and among us to bring even more into this place, a place to meet and know Jesus. My hope and desire is that we'll be planting a new congregation someplace in the United States, maybe even someplace close to us here in Wichita, so that more people can hear the gospel, so that we can be fishers of men, so that others can be chosen and changed by Jesus. What we're going to encourage you to be doing along with us over the coming weeks and months is to pray, to look at God's Word carefully for direction and guidance, and maybe even we're going to be talking about fasting as individuals and as a congregation seeking the Lord's will and guidance. My prayer is that God would help you and encourage you as we look to the future, as God chooses us and changes us to be agents of change in our community, in our nation, and across the world. That change began in the waters of our baptism. And in the waters of our baptism, God chose you and me. Against all odds, against everything that makes sense, He chose you and me and changes us by His grace. May God give you strength and encouragement. May God give you joy and peace. Peace that passes all understanding as He keeps our hearts in Him, Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He's chosen you to change you. For God's sake, for Jesus' sake, may you be blessed in that change and in your service to Him as disciples and followers of Jesus. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who's chosen you and changed you. Amen.